Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire radio program that we lovingly like to call Satsang is for Sunday, July 8th, 2018. We're into summer. Well, not my favorite time with the heat, but still a lovely time. And I'm very grateful you chose to be with me as we're going to take a look at why I use tones. Yeah, in my meditations. They're a very big part of my meditations, and we'll talk a little bit about them and why they're important. I want to remind you that these radio programs, my television programs, and everything you see on the Aspire website is there because of the generosity of my sponsors. It is only through their sponsorship that I am able to, continue and make these radio programs and our TV programs for you. And we're raising money right now for the Heart Sutra. And maybe you'll be interested in helping. Who knows? Anyway, I hope you will become a sponsor and join us in this service to humankind. This is more than philosophy and religion that I am teaching here. In fact, I would hope to think that you would never even think of those things when I'm teaching you. But who knows? I offer to you the direct path, an opportunity for the direct experience to evolve in you. So if you're interested in learning a little bit more about Aspire, what we do, how I work, go to the website at aspire.org, aspire.org. And when you get there, there will be in the middle of the page, something called support. And if you click on that, a drop-down menu will come down in Sioux, and you can read about Aspire. It says, why support Aspire? And it'll tell you everything you needed to know, but probably would not dare ask. So anyway, there it all is for you. I hope that you'll become a sponsor and help us sustain our program. My meditations are of the Tibetan order, if I may use that term. We practice Tibetan pulsing meditations, ancient, old. They were taught to me in India many, many moons ago. I had little Tibetan teachers that were just marvelous, awakened human beings. They were totally awakened, sweet, kind, compassionate, and also mystical. They were so very mystical. And in that process, I learned the value of tone. I learned the value of breath work, of combining breath work with tones. And it became very, very powerful for me and those who were involved in the Tibetan group. And then they taught us Tummo meditation. Tummo has many degrees and usually is considered a Buddhist teaching, but I take it further. I don't go into the philosophical religious gig that people label, you know, Christian, Buddhist, Taoist. They're just teachings to me. And they offer insight and compassion and love and their methods. And nothing is more important, at least in my life, than my practice of Tibetan pulsing and Tummo. And if you really get involved in these, they can alter your life. So that's kind of the background of it. I'm going to read these three questions. I get them all the time, really. And I thought, well, make a good program. Might be a little different, a little interesting. First one comes from Joyce. And she lives in Los Angeles, and she said, I bought one of your meditation CDs. The tones are very interesting. Sometimes they are annoying to me. Why is that? Why am I annoyed, Joyce? Joyce, you are annoyed by the tones because they're not the frequency that you live by inside yourself. Everyone has a frequency that they live by. This frequency is the harmonics of your body, typically. And in the harmonics of the body, there is a certain chaos that goes on in the body that formulates kind of a way of life. It becomes the music of your persona, your living. And you live by this, in my opinion, noise of the body. So when something like a Tummo meditation tone or a Tibetan pulsing meditation tone is introduced, it can be disturbing to the frequencies that you're used to listening to when you're just being you. Now, these frequencies are not always audible, yet sometimes they are. I can't tell you why, and I don't know why. Sometimes they're there and you hear them very distinctly, and sometimes they're not there and you wonder if they are there, but they're all influencing me. The tones that live inside me reverberate to a certain energy within me that sets the tone for my life, the way I'm going to think, the way I'm going to deal with situations and conditions in my life. They become the tone, the breadth, the width of my living. I don't know this consciously until I start doing meditations with tone work. Then I start understanding it. Now, just because something might annoy you doesn't mean it's wrong. Doesn't mean it's bad. It means that it goes counter to whatever it is that you're living by or living in your own body. Typically, the first tone we hear and the only tone we hear is the tone of the body. The body is an ancient instrument. It takes on the genetics of thousands and thousands of people that you have been in the course of your lifetime in the form of your genetic nature. All those people that came to make up the body you have right now, the life you have in this body, all of those people, those conditions, those circumstances, all of that is there because you have heritage, lineage with all of those people. You're not just you, you're everyone, whoever made up any of your genetics. So when you start thinking of your genetic nature, you start thinking about you as a person, you're really not the person you might think you are. You're really just a conglomerate, a collage, as it were, of different bodies, different tones. And it makes up, in most people's lives, the noise they live by. The tones that I am offering to you in the Tibetan series and Tummo break the chain of that tone. It actually removes you from your heritage ever so slightly. And as you begin to listen to them more and more and more and more, it will break your lineage more and more. So in the meditations, I have these beautiful tones for you. Some are annoying. They really are, because they're separating. And I understand why you would say that. And then if you listen to the ambient, which will absolutely turn away all of your noise inside during the day, just let it be there, you will find you'll start to deepen, ripen, as it were, in your meditations. I have a student, have students who do different things, and they're kind of fun. I have one student who works in a library as a profession, and in her office, she runs very quietly the tones. Well, people will come in and hear them and find them annoying. Why? Because a lot of people like to listen to loud, aggressive music, hard rock, metal rock, whatever rock. And sometimes in all of that, you will find that the body resonates. That's why we dance. We dance to the tones that our body feels in its ancientness. Now, there's nothing wrong with any of this. Don't think that. But people will dance, and they're really dancing to the fire within them of what's going on in the tones of their heritage, their lineage, their genetics. When something is introduced that is beyond that tone and goes further than that tone may go, now you have a problem because the body doesn't like change. It doesn't like things to be altered. It likes patterns. It eats at certain times. It sleeps at certain times. It urinates at certain times. It defecates at certain times. It gets into a pattern. You and I would like to call it a rhythm. Now, when that rhythm is altered or questioned or broken at all, that's when you have trouble. And that's where most people are. They have a great deal of trouble with all of that. So you find the tones annoying when they are not the tones of your lineage, your heritage. They're not the tones of your human body. Now, you can do one of two things. You can reject the tone, which is what many people might do. Or you can, as I call it, forgive me, grit it out and imbibe the tones until they become the harmony. A lot of my students have found that the tones that most annoyed them in the beginning now sound like music to them. In fact, one of them said it was a symphony. There will be other people. Some students listen to the ambience. Now, you have to understand, to just listen to ambient music like this is nothing if you're not meditating. You have to practice the meditations and the breath work with them. If you do, then they become more systematic to you. They become not logical or reasonable. They become blessed, believe it or not. So some of my students will play their little music in their cubicles or in their office, and other people will walk in and go, what is that? That sounds familiar. And that's also very interesting that they find it familiar, because some part of them resonates to the tone and the tones, and it makes, quote unquote, sense to them. They like it. So there's all sorts of different ways, Joyce. Don't let the annoying thing bother you. If you can, practice the meditations and practice them diligently, along with listening to the ambient tones, you'll do very well with yourself, I promise you. Please forgive me. Namaste. Takes a great deal of forthright energy to do this kind of thing. The next one comes from Trey. From Florida. There it is, Florida. In an effort to understand what is tone therapy, as you call it, could you please try to help me with the tones and what they represent? Trey, the tones represent the harmony of life. And it is a therapy. It is a deep therapy that doesn't preclude the idea of being very conscious of your psychology. Now, I want to say a few things here. If you're a person who is trying to change your psychology, the tones will help. There is no doubt about it, but you'll only go so far and then you'll quit because you won't see any quote-unquote changes you want to see. I have these arrogant students at times. I've got a few of them I've had for years. And then, when will the change happen? When will the change happen? When you die. That's when a change is going to happen, but only in the body. And then you're going to carry on the rest of this for the duration until you have some interest in the nature of your being, your spiritual nature. So it just, the psychology of it is always desire, want, desire, want, desire, want. And the tones are not going to change that. They're going to reveal it and show you more and more and more the desire, want, and what that's all about and how painfully ugly that is. But they're not going to change anything, okay, in your life. The change will come when you can harmonize with the tones, resonate. That's when the deep change is going to happen. Having a resounding feel beyond emotion, and that's what the tones do. They take you beyond emotion. To have a resounding feel for the tone and to be able to resonate in that tone as oneness, harmonizing in the universe as oneness, that, my friend, Trey, that is something unique. When you start meditating and meditating in a profound way, you start hearing things that are very beautiful, that are magnificent, that sustain kindness and love. You'll start resonating and you will start realizing that before you and I were resonating to the harshness of the body, its need, its primal need for sex, its primal need for survival, its primal need for kill, the kill in order to survive, that kind of mentality, dominance, power. Well, this isn't like that. Two more meditations, Tibetan pulsing meditation tones that I offer, they are gentle. And some of them are so precise that they can cut like a knife through hot butter very quickly. And the hot butter is my ego, my psychology, my vanity, my pride, all of that stuff that I get involved in. If you can cut through all of that and really stay with it, doing the breath work, as I indicate in the meditations, you're going to find something of another shore starts to arise in you, something of another beauty, something of another place that lives within you starts to arise. Now, this therapy removes me from my psychology. It doesn't change it. It doesn't make it better, but it removes me from my beliefs, my attitudes, my concepts, everything. It helps me understand the way of the heart, the way of being. All of a sudden, instead of thinking life through and making up all sorts of crazy stories that people love to make up, you know, you're kind of living in the Star Wars of your mind and making up all of these crazy stories that have to do with why you can't do this and why you should do that and all that other stuff. Instead of getting involved in all of that, you start to feel a sense of awakening. Another world exists within you. You have to be willing, though, at that point to drop your old tones, the way your body works in a cycle going around and around and around, sleep, eat, poop, sleep, eat, poop, sleep, eat, poop, that kind of thing. You have to be able to be willing to break that. And if you do, if you can break that and go a little deeper, you'll go a little further, you'll start to see what it is to have meaning in your life. You will resonate to a tone and a texture that is totally different than anything you have ever known in your life. Anything you've ever known. Now, a new mind is born. A mind no longer rejecting the sweet tones of the universe. And they're there. Some of my students will say, I was taking a walk or whatever, and all of a sudden, I heard the tones. The very tones that are there, and they are there right now, they're so subtle, yet so overt we can't really get it. It's like air. You can't see it, but it's there. It's like a fish in the water looking for water to survive, but it's there. We're like that. We just don't get it because we're thick. And because the way our genetics work, we can't have anything from the other shore introduced to us in a way that would help us understand, oh, there's this possibility and that possibility. Just don't have it. And we don't live in it, and that's the issue we have with everything that goes on in our life. We have a great deal of difficulty with all of that. Just something for you to think about. I hope it helps, Trey. I do. And I hope that you're successful with your meditations. And if you have any difficulty with it, just let me know. I'll help you. Please forgive me. Namaste. And the last question from Jared in Los Angeles. I heard a tone within me after your meditations. Is this an illusion, Jared? No, Jared, it is not an illusion, as I was just saying to Trey. No. It actually did happen. And you will hear them more and more if you stay open, if you do not use your mind to go, well, I want to hear another one. I want to hear another one. I wonder if that would all that stuff we do in our mind. Just practice your meditations. Practice doing your inner work. Practice compassion. Practice giving. Practice forgiving. Live unconscionably in yourself and accept everything that is coming to you as a form of therapy for you. And just listen. If you can just listen and listen to the therapy and listen to the means and the way within yourself, you will find something of the other shore starts to arise in you. You will start to see things in a different light. You will feel the light in you, and you will hear the light in you. You will no longer be confused by noise inside your head that takes you from one thought to another thought to another thought that are all futile. They're all the same kind of thoughts. They're painful. They're ugly. They hurt. They demean you. They demean others. They're judgmental. They're thoughts that have to do with duality. And when I'm living in my dualistic thinking, I miss. The tones bring me to a oneness, a complete oneness that brings about insight, that brings about awareness, that makes us kind of experience what the mind cannot think. Tone allows me to experience, not through thought, but through impression, those things that are deeply important, that are spiritual, that have to do with the way of life, real life, the big L, not the little L. And once that has been established in me, then something of the other shore starts to occur, and it makes total sense. Total awareness, total beauty. That's really what it's all about. So if you want to have that beautiful thing going on, keep listening to the tones. Keep doing your breath work in accordance with the meditations that I'm offering to you, and let them awaken you in different ways. It takes practice, practice, practice. You have to be totally devoted. You can't be the kind of person that's just doing this to see if it works. Because that isn't the way. You have to feel the futility of your life and the depth of wanting something greater than the way you and I are thinking currently with our human mind. If you can do that, I think you'll find it very, very powerful. Jared, thank you for your beautiful question. Please forgive me. Namaste. I'm out of here. I hope this helped you. I really do. I hope it helps those of you who are practicing these meditations. They're very beautiful. We're going to be doing them at Mount Madonna. Yes, next week we're going to be practicing Tummo meditations. I'm out of here. Have a beautiful weekend. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.